Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Back in Detroit, when I was playing inside linebacker, for whatever reason, the D coordinator, who's actually the D coordinator of the Steelers, wanted to go cover zero all game against Aaron Rodgers. And he caught us. He ended up walking by and kind of tapped me on my butt like, nice try. So I got to get him back for that. That's been there for 10 years. But he's a hell of a player. I think, you know, last year, you know, everybody looks at from a very critiquing setting, which everyone should. They're allowed to do that. But I looked at it in the sense of some of the positive things he's done. I think he's a couple field goals away from having a winning record.
That's Kyle Van Noy yesterday on NFL Network talking about Aaron Rodgers and their run-ins over the years, as they've both been in the league for quite some time, and they're going to renew acquaintances coming up here twice at least in 2025. But Aaron Rodgers announced today on the Pat McAfee show, as he made his triumphant return, that this is his last year. Nope. No matter what, this is all she wrote. This is the rocking chair. This is the everyone giving him the great send-off. Aaron Rodgers is going to hang up the cleats no matter what after 2025. First of all, you believe in it. And secondly, all right, what are we expecting here?
Yeah, I tend to believe it, Bob, unless, all right, let's say the Steelers go 11-6 or something, you know, and he has a hell of a year, then it's kind of fun, you know. But he said it. I was listening, you know, during the break. He said, yeah, this is my last year. And then he was going to disappear. He says, you'll never see me again.
Don't believe that.
Because he was saying that his wife is... She's not on social media, nothing. She's a real private person. There's no pictures. I haven't sold it, you know, our wedding and all that stuff. There's nothing. People want to, he says, media, just leave me alone. For the next 5 weeks, quit talking about me.
Really?
Yeah.
He kind of brings a lot of this attention on himself. And by the way, I was reading a story last week. And by the way, other than what Aaron Rodgers does on a football field, I couldn't give two bleeps what he does
right
off the field. But his family members are calling BS that he's even married in the first place. Because remember, he was immunized against COVID-19 when in fact he was not. Because he is an ayahuasca enthusiast. But Nolan, you believe that this is all she wrote for Aaron Rodgers? And like Tom Brady retired, went through the whole pomp and circumstance of it, and then came back for another year. I'll believe it when I see it. And as far as him disappearing and you'll never see him again, nah.
That part, yeah, that's definitely not true. We'll be hearing from Aaron Rodgers. I know we will. The career, we'll see. Very skeptical like you. As far as the wife, well, she definitely exists. She just goes to a different school. All right? I've been trying to tell you that for years now. That's why I haven't seen her. She's totally real, believe me.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, one more year, he signed a one-year deal. I think it lines up. And if he plays kind of how he played the last couple of years or really just last year, I don't know if anyone's really beaten down the door to sign him again. So unless he goes back to being like MVP Rodgers, this is probably it.
And that's what he said. I signed a one-year deal because that's all I want to play, you know. So odds are he's gone. He said, been 20 years. I mean, what's he going to be, 42 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So moving around and doing all those things, I think there's probably more things that you eventually want to do. I mean, he's got enough money to do whatever he wants. So, yeah, I think If the Steelers have a good run game and their O-line holds up pretty good, then that gives him the best chance. But if he's got like the Maryland Terps O-line and he's got to scramble all around, they'll be in trouble.
Now, for the Steelers, you knew that this was a short-term marriage.
Yes.
No pun intended. Now you're already on blast that you're going to have to look for your quarterback of the future, unless, as he said last week, Aaron Rodgers, that is, that he's going to do everything he can when he was at minicamp to mentor Will Howard. And, you know, who knows what that will lead to ultimately. But for the Steelers, since Ben Roethlisberger retired, and let's be honest, the last couple of years of his career, he was not Big Ben. They've been quarterback challenged. Yes. In a division where Baltimore has a franchise quarterback and Cincinnati has a franchise quarterback.
And I think that's why you can't come out of the division. That's a problem. As good as your defense is, the biggest problem with Pittsburgh, they can't score points. You can't get into a shootout game because you can't score enough points. What they average, like the last, what, six, seven games, 14 points a game? You're not going to win any games. And I think they lost them all. What, the last five, I think they lost? And they couldn't score. They averaged 14 points. You're not winning games.
So Aaron Rodgers looks like this will be his swan song. Now, what does this mean for his performance on the field? He's going to try to go out on a high note because that Jets two-year run was a disaster. Injury plagued the first year, and then they were just kind of a bad team, a lot of drama. The coach got fired, Robert Saleh. He kind of turned it into Club Med Green Bay style, or tried to. It just didn't work out. Now he goes to one of the more stable franchises in the National Football League, and historically so. And I guess with Mike Tomlin, a coach that he respects, he's made a point to mention that on multiple occasions, too.
Yeah, he said on the show there that he's been talking to Mike Tomlin once a week, you know, for a while. So he said that's the reason that he came there was because of Mike T is how what he calls him. But yeah, Mike Tomlin is the reason that he's there, and I'm guessing that Tomlin's kind of a deep thinker too, just like Aaron Rodgers is. So they probably hit it off.
Yeah. Well, if they don't hit it off on the field and the Steelers miss the playoffs or go one and done, you know, then the voices are going to get louder for Mike Tomlin to be exercised of his job there with the Steelers.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.